Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. Before we start talking about the American West, of course, there are many notes of gratitude that I would like to share. First to Larisa Dryansky, who unfortunately cannot be here, but who has been involved with every stage of planning for this symposium. Thank you also to Ricardo Venturi for stepping in her absence to help us through the next 2 days. This project has also benefited from the involvement of the members of all of the institutions who are part of the Terra Foundation for American Arts Postdoctoral Teaching Fellowship in Paris. And you can see their logos all up on the screen here. But I want to mention some people in particular. Joanne Lemoureux from the NASHA, from the Terra, Verla Tienlins, Eva Bobrowska, John Davis, Julie Boulage, and Rebecca Park. François Brunet from l'ARCA at the University of Paris-Diderot, Christian Joschka from the Université Paris-Ouest-Nanterre, and Franz Nerlich from the research group INTRU at the University François Rabelais in Tours. In addition to administrative and intellectual legwork, all of these organizations provided funding support for the symposium, alongside additional funds from the Institut Universitaire de France. I'd also like to thank Marc Rieu, who designed our beautiful program, as well as the technical team who set up our equipment and got everything ready for recording. And finally, the research team of Larisa, who will help us with the microphones and other logistical aspects of the 2 days. I am also grateful to my seminar students from last fall, from Paris 10 and Paris 7, whose lively discussion on the fraught relationships between national identity and art have shaped the questions that I bring to this material. Thanks also to those who've been gracious as to chair our panels, Marie-Claude Stuckler, Pierre Lagayette, Katie Bourguignon, and Christine Bath. Finally, thank you to all of the speakers who have joined us for the next few days in what promises to be an exciting discussion. Uttering the phrase, the American West, in France, likely conjures not a single image, but a panoply of transnational representations. Chateaubriand's Atala and Girardet's infamous painting of a scene from it, as well as countless popular images that you can find in illustrations or on dinner plates, which you can find in the Musée du Nouveau Monde in La Rochelle. Boilly and the Osage. Catlin's Ojibwe and King Louis-Philippe. James Fenimore Cooper and Gustave Aimard. Albert Bierstadt's Rocky Mountain Lander's Peak and John Quincy Adams Ward's The Indian Hunter, both American objects on view in Paris at the Universal Exposition in 1867. The Omaha Indians at the Jardin d'Acclimatation. Buffalo Bill's Wild West, with its machine of material culture from the American West, which included live performers against a Rocky Mountain backdrop and an Indian encampment. Rosa Bonheur's visits to the encampment and Lakota clothing, as well as the paintings in which it appeared. Thundering horses, stalking panthers, and equestrian American Indian figures in the American displays at the Paris Exposition Universelle in 1900. Mucha's posters for the 1904 St. Louis, Louisiana Purchase Exposition. Fauve and Cubist responses to Western themes. French Western films, of which I show you here images of Joe Aman filming in one early example, Jean Durand's Le Paris en Feu, The Prairie on Fire of 1912. French cowboys, like the Club Hippique du Lasso in the 1950s, which you see featured on your program, and which featured an older Joe Aman at center here. French and Belgian bande dessinée. And finally, many cafes in both small towns and big cities across France, including the famous Café Indiana, which is a complicated combination of references. And I bring for you just one example, the Cheyenne Café in Tours. Such a wide array of images and icons and contexts match the mythologies that the American West carried, frenetic, chaotic, and constantly in formation. Over the next 2 days, the symposium addresses this range of representations and more. A few significant threads to offer before we dive into our case studies. This range of imagery and contexts suggests a peculiar blending of popular culture, and of fine art contexts that challenges institutional hierarchies between these categories. Furthermore, as I note in the program, when Buffalo Bill's Wild West came to France in 1889, the New York Times reported that the show would be, quote, managed to suit French ideas. The representations we will consider over the next 2 days show that rather than being a fixed concept, the American West was a multifaceted and flexible discourse in the French imagination. Indeed, Chateaubriand's eastern forests were a far cry from the desert landscapes of curiosity in the mid-19th century and from the rugged Rockies that Buffalo Bill's Wild West exported to France at the fin de siècle. In addition, U.S. mythologies of the American West were not simply mapped onto France, but were rather redesigned to meet cultural, political, and social needs in a French context. In this, we can speak of appropriation. For example, Charles Belden's photographs of the Club Hippique du Lasso, taken in the early 1950s, function as more than a spectacle of showing off horseman skills in an international context. In the period after World War II, these triumphal images of French men playing cowboy are also ameliorative within a culture that saw Adolf Hitler construct his possession of the city through photographs with the Eiffel Tower. In the context of the U.S. involvement in liberating Europe in the 1940s, these cowboys take on additional registers of meaning. Appropriations of the American West in France might be understood as examples of cultural politics. As the art historian Martin Powers has defined it in his essay called The Cultural Politics of the Brushstroke, published in the Art Bulletin, the lens of cultural politics can offer a structure through which to consider how national identities and mythologies have been constructed through transnational contact and competition. Powers writes, quote, "Cultural politics is by nature dialectical. It arises when an intellectual from one tradition interprets or reinterprets another tradition. This symposium asks how the American West has been defined dialectically in the French imagination to serve various cultural constituents. The representations, which will be analyzed over the next 2 days, are complex exemplars of cultural mythology. The objects and people involved in these interactions can be understood as examples of what scholars Michael Warner and Benedict Zimmerman have called histoire croisée, or crossed history. And I'm so grateful to Franz Nerlich for sharing these articles with me. The idea of a histoire croisée, or crossed history, encourages us to think about the overlap in key questions of land, terrain, identity, modernity, and tribal rights among the different constituencies that we'll be considering. The visual culture of the American West offers a unique point of entry into the larger cultural questions of the relationship between cosmopolitanism and provincialism in French and U.S. cultures, defining what wilderness means in France, how regional identities are defined, the role of cultural nationalism in the production and display of images, modernist primitivism, colonialism, settler colonial and post-colonial power relationships, and the dynamics of transnational art production. In the triangulated relationships between French, non-Native American, and American Indian actors, we can find narratives of appropriation and subjugation throughout the historical record, but we can also find spaces for transculturation and autoethnography. while these constituents are sometimes contradictory, they often share one central goal in appropriating the concepts and mythologies of the American West. And that is the belief in the possibility of cultural renewal through the immediacy of an untrammeled landscape undergoing development. For French observers, the rejuvenation offered by images of the West could ignite a civilization seen by some, for example, in the late 19th century, as falling into decline. For US travelers and artists in France, the West seemed to offer something culturally unique. And for members of American Indian communities in France, they invented spaces for their own cultural renewal on the international terrain of France during periods when reservation policies and assimilations have threatened cultural survival. In its multifarious reinterpretations and appropriations, we will consider over the next 2 days, the American West drew a provincially and stereotypically undeveloped corner of the American continent to the center of a cosmopolitan conversation in France. Thank you.